In case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Bit of a throwback for myself, which is school reports. My mum brought this up the other day. She said, I found all your school reports. I don't know what to do with them. Do you want to keep them? And I'm like, photograph some of the comments and send them through. And I was like, and she said, okay, do that. So she photographed them, texted them through to me. And as I was reading them, I chuckled a lot about some of the things that my primary school teachers have said about me.
Well, with those, like with going back all that time, are you the same person as you were in school?
Well, there are elements where it's yes, I'm the same, and elements where no, I've changed. I'm 20, you know, 20 plus, maybe 15 plus years older than what I was during these times. But I thought I'd read out some of these comments, because everyone, I feel like, if you've grown up here in Ballarat, you've gone to school here in Ballarat Primary School, whether it's, you know, any primary school around Ballarat, you've got reports that happen every half year, every year, or whatever happens down here in Victoria. And they're always a lot of fun to read through many, many years later. Like this one, year two, I think Mrs. Pollock was my teacher in year two. Although competitive, Josh is now accepting more graciously the fact that you cannot win all the time.
Have you actually accepted that, though?
Yeah, I'm not competitive. Well, yeah. Netball, I'm competitive. Year three, I'm so used to losing, it's not even funny, and I'm not even trying to get sympathy. Year three, he has a keen sense of humour and dynamic disposition, which occasionally needs to be curbed. He is extremely well-liked by all his peers. That's good, so I'm a well-liked class clown.
You're the popular kid.
Well, I didn't know it back then, but apparently. Year three, again, this is second half of year three. Josh is a confident speaker and enjoys sharing news with his peers.
Well, that makes sense for the job that you're in.
That's what I thought. Jumping forward to year five, Joshua's forte is definitely in the area of performing arts. His irrepressible humour and enthusiasm to entertain are sometimes employed well.
Apart from like this job, because people could consider this somewhat of a performing art.
I guess so, yeah.
Have you done like drama and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, I've done drama. I did drama, I've done acting, been in short films.
Oh, righto, over there.
Been in all this sorts of stuff. And I just want to say one more, okay. That was year five. Later in that same year, I got a second semester report. It says, Josh has made a quantum leap in his application. The persona of the class clown needing to entertain everybody has all but disappeared, and he now approaches all work in a well-organized, determined manner. So something happened in year five. I have no idea. Maybe I just matured overnight.
I don't want to. I don't know if I should comment on that or not. But
no, definitely not.
I'm curious now that you've brought up your own ones about me, because I still remember school a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see what mine might say. Maybe I'll flick mum and dad a message and I'll see if I can get some of my old ones and read them out on air.
Yeah, that's right. And if anyone listening has got some funny comments that they remember from their school reports, please let us know. Send us a message, Parafam Ballarat. You're going to bring yours in tomorrow.
Yeah, if mum can find them, yeah.
Okay, we'll see what you were like as a child. Parafam Ricky, 100% Ballarat.